Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we take a fresh, lively look at political figures who've shaped our country's history and culture. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. And today, we're talking about a man who's practically a walking meme, a political movement, and a Brooklyn accent all rolled into one. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Whether you know him as the guy who shook up the Democratic primaries, or that mittens-wearing icon from Inauguration Day, Bernie Sanders has been a fixture in American politics for decades. So let's take a look at the life and legacy of everyone's favorite Democratic socialist grandpa.
Bernie Sanders was born on September 8, 1941, in Brooklyn, New York. Yes, that accent is the real deal. His father, Elias Sanders, was a Polish immigrant who sold paint. His mother, Dorothy, was born in New York City. Growing up in a working-class Jewish family, Bernie got a first-hand look at economic inequality. That experience would end up shaping his entire political worldview.
He attended James Madison High School. And, fun fact, so did U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Talk about a powerhouse public school.
Seriously. After high school, Bernie spent a year at Brooklyn College before transferring to the University of Chicago. There, he majored in political science and, surprise, surprise, got very involved in activism. He joined the Congress of Racial Equality and the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and even participated in the 1963 March on Washington, where Dr. King gave his I Have a Dream speech.
By the time he graduated in 1964, Bernie already had a reputation as a passionate and persistent advocate for civil rights and social justice.
Fast forward to the early 70s. Bernie moves to Vermont and gets involved in third-party politics. He ran for governor and senator several times as a member of the Liberty Union Party. Spoiler alert, he did not win, but he built a following.
Then came 1981, and everything changed. Bernie ran for mayor of Burlington, Vermont's largest city, and won by just 10 votes. 10. That's fewer people than are in my fantasy football league.
As mayor, he focused on affordable housing, environmental policies, and keeping corporate interests in check. And he was surprisingly effective. Even critics admitted he ran a tight ship. He served 4 terms before moving on to national politics.
In 1990, Bernie was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives as an independent, the first in 40 years. He called himself a democratic socialist, which definitely raised a few eyebrows in Washington. But he kept winning re-election. Then in 2006, he won a seat in the U.S. Senate, and he's held it ever since.
Now, of course, Bernie Sanders is best known for his presidential runs in 2016 and 2020. In 2016, he ran a grassroots campaign that shook up the Democratic establishment, drawing huge crowds and a lot of millennial support. His platform? Medicare for all, tuition-free public college, a $15 minimum wage, policies that were once considered fringe, but are now part of mainstream political debate.
Even though he didn't win the nomination in either cycle, Bernie undeniably shifted the conversation leftward. His influence is felt in progressive movements across the country, and in politicians like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of the so-called squad.
Okay, we have to talk about the memes.
Oh, yes. Who could forget Bernie at the 2021 Biden inauguration? Sitting by himself in a big winter coat, brown mittens, arms crossed, just vibing.
He wasn't trying to make a statement. He was just cold. But that image went viral in minutes. People photoshopped Bernie into scenes from Star Wars, Game of Thrones, even The Last Supper, and he loved it. He even turned it into a sweatshirt and raised nearly $2 million for Vermont charities. Iconic behavior.
That's Bernie. Earnest, unpretentious, and a little grumpy, in the best way. He's become a cultural touchstone for sincerity in politics. Whether you agree with him or not, he's been remarkably consistent over the years. He's not a flip-flopper. He's not chasing polls, he's just Bernie.
And let's not forget the ton of impressions. Larry David on SNL basically turned Bernie into a comedy icon. Even Bernie said the resemblance was uncanny.
They're cousins, no joke. Real-life distant cousins. That might be the most Jewish Brooklyn thing I've ever heard.
Totally. But jokes aside, Bernie's impact is serious. He changed the way we talk about healthcare, student debt, wealth inequality. He's shown that you can run on big ideas without taking corporate PAC money and still have a real shot.
Whether or not he ever sits in the Oval Office, Bernie Sanders has already changed American politics forever.
And that's our look at Senator Bernie Sanders, activist, lawmaker, mitten model, and meme legend. Thanks for joining us today on the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast.
We hope you learned something new and maybe smiled once or twice. We're here every weekday with another dive into the people shaping the political landscape, past and present.
Have a great day, and don't forget, this is an AI podcast brought to you by pointedwords.com. See you next time.